Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. 6 states in Malaysia: Penang, Selangor, Kuala Lumpur, Putrajaya, Labuan, Malacca, Johor and Sabah will be undergoing Movement Control Order (MCO) starting on the 13th of January at 12 a.m. In his press conference today, the 12th of January, Defence Minister, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob announced the full list of SOPs that have to be obeyed in the area that will be undergoing the MCO. Here's what you can and cannot do during the 2 weeks of MCO that's set to begin at midnight the 13th of January and end on the 26th of January. Restaurants, food trucks, stalls etc. will be allowed to operate from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Only takeaway or delivery can be done in restaurants. Hospitals and clinics will be allowed to operate for 24 hours. Pharmacies can operate from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Essential stores can operate from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. All petrol stations must operate from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. except for those located along highways, which can operate for 24 hours. Morning markets and daily markets can operate from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Hypermarkets can operate from 12 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Veterinary clinics and pet food shops can operate from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Laundromats except self-service laundries are allowed to operate from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you need to visit a medical facility, you can only travel within a radius of 10 kilometers unless the nearest medical facility is further than that. All social gatherings are not allowed, including wedding, conferences, meetings and all team sports event. Only essential economic sectors will be allowed to operate, which includes manufacturing, building, service trade and distribution, plantations and commodities. Interstate and interdistrict travel will not be allowed. Only two household representatives are allowed to go out and get supplies of food, medicine, dietary supplements and basic necessities within a radius not exceeding 10 kilometers from their residence or to the place nearest to his residence in case of the supply of necessities is not within a 10-kilometer radius of his residence. Any group wishing to aid flood victims need to seek approval from PDR Mon, the National Disaster Management Center. The government encourages all volunteers to get swab tested before they go to the affected areas. Jogging activities are allowed in groups not exceeding 2 people only in the neighborhood only. Group cycling activities are not allowed, but cycling activities alone for not more than 10 kilometers from your place of residence is allowed. The minister reiterated that SOPs for places under CMCO and RMCO remain the same except for interdistrict travel, which is not allowed. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, PM, social activities in MCO states not allowed, only essential economic sectors can operate. Source, Astro Awani. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.